It's my pleasure now to introduce our guest speaker today, our District Governor, Grant Hocking. A detailed introduction was carried in our bulletin, and as I'm running a little bit behind schedule, I'll just summarise and say it's true to say that Grant has had a wide Rotary involvement and experience. Twice President of Rotary Woodend, Chair of numerous Rotary committees, an Assistant Governor, Grant in his preparation year has embraced the centenary of Rotary as an opportunity to enhance its stature and demonstrate project achievement which will lead us into the next 100 years. Supported by Melissa, who in her own right has a Paul Harris Fellow recognition and RI Spouse recognition for community fundraising efforts over an extensive period. She is now a member of Rotary Woodend. Professionally, Grant is a MICA paramedic, so we're in very good hands today, aren't we, Grant? Please give a warm Rotary Melbourne welcome to our District Governor, Grant Hocking, to deliver his annual address.
Thank you, Kevin, and it's a pleasure for Melissa and I to be here today at the Rotary Club of Melbourne, or Melbourne Rotary. Get it right, Melbourne Rotary. The theme this year is Rotary Connects the World, and when it was announced at San Diego in January of this year, it's resonated with me because we had the word connect in a lot of our preparation and planning for the coming year with our incoming presidents, and we've also used the word connect in our conference promotion, and you will see some brochures on the raffle table, or flyers actually, as you go out, so there'll be flyers there about the conference next year. But that's an opportunity to connect with Rotarians in our district and from other places as well outside our district. Connection also is with the morning tea with the DG, which I've introduced this year. And members of your president train and the governor's train met this morning to just get to know each other a little better, find out about what each of us are planning and our thoughts are for the year, and how we can better support each other. So that's a valuable approach this year. We had our very first morning tea with the DG last week in Bendigo, and I had 20 people turn up and stay for 2 hours and was able to connect people there that were talking about projects in isolation, and then we're able to connect them during the morning tea and get them now to work together. For those that may be interested, next year's Easter Fair in Bendigo is 150th celebration of the Easter Fair, and they'll have the new dragon parading around. And the discussions led to the talk of having a Rotary float in the parade. So whilst it's not Moomba, it'd be great to have a Rotary float in Bendigo. So there's the power of connection and being able to get clubs and districts to work together. So if you can make Bendigo next year, look forward to that. I also need to mention the opportunity for connection at the International Convention next year, which, if you've never been to one, and I am included in that list, it is an opportunity to connect with over 20,000 Rotarians from around the world. And it's in Honolulu. So if you've never been to a convention, or even if you've been to a lot, I would say that Honolulu is a pretty good place to have a convention. Wonderful weather, wonderful beaches, wonderful food, and the culture and people that you'll meet there will be second to none. So Melissa and I have booked in for our very first World Convention in Honolulu and hope to see many of you there as well. Before I go any further, I'd just like to recognise, and I'm not going to name everyone individually, but all the people who have stepped up out of their clubs to do roles at a district level or with one of our district programs. But we've got a number of past district governors here today. We've also got a number of people who are currently or have been in the past work at a district level within District 9800. So, and in particular, welcome back, Bronwyn, from sunny Queensland. It's good to see you back. So just let me say thanks to everyone who takes that next step outside of their club to connect with the broader district and support the district in that way. So thank you very much. I've used this quote now, and it's a quote from Paul Harris, 1935, where Paul said, "This is a changing world and we must change with it. The story of Rotary will need to be written again and again." 1935. And it's as true now as it ever has been that to continue Rotary's leadership and service to the community, we need to continually change what we do. And change can come slow or change can come quick, but change is always here with us. And I applaud Melbourne Rotary for your evening meetings as a significant step towards enabling broader members of the community to enjoy and experience the Rotary as we know it. It's important that we reflect our community, and it's important that we make available opportunities for members of the community that may not have the capacity to join Rotary clubs as they exist now. And at the moment, we have limited capacity to engage with those different people. So if you're a parent with young kids, it's a challenge to get to a Rotary meeting once a week. If you're a shift worker, it's a challenge to get to Rotary meetings. If you have limited income, it's a challenge to belong to a Rotary club. So we need to look at alternative models for membership and for Rotary clubs that will enable us to attract those in the community that are looking for a volunteer experience but can't commit to the way we currently structure our Rotary clubs. So this year we're looking at new innovative clubs, and Bronwyn had a big hand in some of these clubs leading up to this year. We've certainly seen the introduction of Wyndham Harbour last year, which was a significant change from the model. So they're more of a cocktail type club. This coming year though, so next month at the end of August, is the current plan date to charter a new club in Macedon Ranges under a similar banner, but slightly different. They will meet fortnightly. There'll be no meal. They'll focus mainly on projects. So they may not be a guest speaker every week, and unlikely to be unless it's related to one of their projects. Melissa and I and Neville, past District Governor Neville John, went to a meeting a month or so ago, and they had about 30 or 40 people in the room. Half of them were under 40. The other half were, most of them, if not all of them, were under 60. There were a couple of ex-Rotor actors there. They're encouraged by the difference that that club offers as opposed to the other clubs in that area, of the weekly meeting, the dinner meeting, and the cost associated with that. So we're looking forward to that new club chartering, as I say, next month. In addition to that, we're also now undertaking, they've had their first meeting already, and another one's planned next weekend, which is the Passport Club of Donations in Kind. And I know you're all familiar with DIK. There's a number of people that volunteer at DIK, and they love that work and they enjoy doing it, but they're not Rotarians. Now, to get them, to give them and afford them an opportunity, Jenny Foster, who's our current international director, is driving this new club, the Passport Club of Donations in Kind, which will meet monthly on a Saturday morning. And they can then work on their own projects as well as still support the many projects that Rotary clubs in our district and other districts do. But that'll give them an opportunity to have input into the design, planning and implementation of their own projects at the same time. So all these clubs will still be full Rotarian, still have to pay the dues and the fees that we all do, but they're meeting times and there's a real point of difference to a lot of what they're doing as opposed to existing Rotary clubs that we're all familiar with. The last one, and thankfully they held their first meeting Sunday week ago, which is the Family Rotary Club. Their first meeting was in Thornbury, and past District Governor Keith was there. These are young adults with young children and babies who also want to experience Rotary, but up till now haven't had an opportunity with the current format of our clubs. So they're planning to meet on a Sunday morning, morning tea time, bring the children along, and also have an opportunity to develop their own projects and participate in the Rotary experience. So that is a handful of clubs that we've had charter or about to see chartered within our district under a new and innovative model of membership and Rotary clubs. So I hope there's many more in the next 12 months and in the next few years under Philip and Dale. And we've had a lot of chat about this model and certainly have the support of RI World President Mark Maloney. And these clubs can pop up anywhere. So if you think there's a need in your community for a new model club, then we'd be happy to talk to you about that at any time. And very much you'll have the support of the district. Mark Maloney's words were, we need to focus on new, innovative Rotary clubs, not just where Rotary doesn't exist, but where Rotary is strong. Because there's always an element of the community that will be missing out on that experience, and we need to engage with them. Some new programs this year as well, and I'll mention three very quickly, which the first one is a new committee on diversity, equity and inclusion. There's a number of projects that clubs do under that banner now, and we just need to bring them all together. The aim is to raise and increase awareness of and participation in those programs by Rotary clubs and Rotarians. I had no trouble in 15 Rotarians putting their hand up for the first meeting. We've got another meeting in just over a week's time. Immediate past president of Paran, Sue Vincent, is chairing that committee, and we'll hope to build, and there's still interest coming in from other Rotary clubs and Rotarians to be part of that. So the events we already do, but we just need to raise awareness of and increase support of Ida Hobbit, Pride Cup, Pride March. A number of clubs are doing activities with newly arrived Australian groups from countries all over the world, and we need to increase those. The other one is the Environment Sustainability Committee, and that's brand new. They haven't had their first meeting yet, but we have two co-chairs for that committee, and we're looking to build. We've got a handful of people now, but we just need a few more to really give it some emphasis, get them started. And again, there are a number of programs that can easily fit under that umbrella as well. So we'll be looking to invigorate that aspect within the district. Our neighbouring district 9810 has had a committee for a year or two, and so we're now establishing ours in District 9800. The final thing is youth alumni under the new programs, which is we have hundreds of young people engage in our youth programs every year. And yet, sadly, we lose contact with them almost straight after. As soon as they're finished, we lose touch with them. We need to stop that happening. We need to turn that around. We currently have a Facebook page for youth alumni, which isn't well attended. We have a few people looking after that. But Facebook was great for the young youth years ago, and then we all got on it and they went. So we need to look at the other social media platforms that they now use and engage them in that. And part of the aim is to invite all the past few years worth of youth program attendees, and certainly everyone from this point going forward, to be part of our youth alumni. So they'll all receive an invitation to be part of it. And the other thing I want to give them is meaning and purpose to get together. Not just to get together to say, hi, good to see you in 12 months' time, but to actually incentivise them to develop and implement a project of their own choice in their community. So with that support behind them, we've got high hopes that our youth alumni will become stronger and better than it's ever been. The two existing people to look after it are being joined by, again, a handful of others, and they will develop this committee going forward, and we hope to see big things. And I'd be encouraging all clubs to support that youth alumni if approached for advice or financial support or anything else outside of their own program that they'll be doing. So we hope that way we can keep them engaged with Rotary over a longer period and turn them into Rotarians of the future. So look forward to that one. I'm not going to say a whole lot about Rotary 100 except to paraphrase what I let the board know this morning, is that I am discussing the centenary of Rotary and the Rotary Club of Melbourne, Sydney, Auckland and Wellington's involvement in the R100 and asking clubs to think of their own centenary program or to partner with other clubs in their cluster to come up with a significant program or project for the centenary, and they need to start thinking of it now because it's only 18 months away before it's 2021. And they need to plan now, get their thinking caps on, plan now, start it about this time next year so it's completed by 2021. So I've taken that on as a mission throughout this year with all my DG visits to the clubs to promote heavily Rotary 100. And let's hope, and let's not hope, but let's ensure that that yields big results, because it'll be a significant event in our Rotary calendar, 2021. It's only going to happen once. We all need to get behind it. And I know certainly Rotary Melbourne is. So we're supporting you all the way with that. I do need to now just focus on foundation and my catch cry this year, which is give me five. So we know that a lot of Rotarians do support foundation, but we also know that some don't. And for those of you that support the foundation and have done for years, and hopefully you will continue to support foundation, thank you for your contribution. Rotary Foundation is our charity, and we know all the great work that it does around the world, including locally as well. So 95% of donations go to the projects directly, and it's been rated the highest for financial governance 11 consecutive years by Charity Navigator. So it is one of the best charities in the world. And now, if you've never donated to the Rotary Foundation, all I'm asking this year is give me five. So $5 from everyone who has never donated to the foundation. You'll notice on Facebook and the President's Bulletin recently that has just come out, there's a number of ways to give $5. We've tried to make it as easy as possible. You can do direct debit. The details are available. You can make a phone call to Parramatta and do it that way. It's that easy. Or you can fill in the form and submit that. And hopefully that I'm trying to get people to at least think about Rotary as a charity. The Rotary Foundation is our charity, and make an annual contribution going forward. But we need to start somewhere, so $5. So those of you that have never donated to the foundation on a personal level, then please give me five. I just want to finish now with polio, because that's our significant project, and hopefully we get rid of this awful disease from the world. We're doing a couple of events this year. Last year we did a walk around Albert Park Lake. We're doing that again this year. It's on the 19th, Saturday the 19th. We had about 50 people last year. This year we want double or four or five times that number. And we'll walk around the lake. It's only 5 kilometres, nice and flat. There's fun beforehand and during and after. And afterwards there's a bit of food. So please consider joining us. More information will be distributed. But please consider joining us for the polio walk. And for the first time, our district is now, we've just planned some of the details, planning a polio train ride. You may have seen this in other countries, but we're doing it here this year, and we're engaging the other districts in Victoria as well, with the aim to start at one end of the district, catch a train into Flinders Street, and then walk over en masse, all in our red polio t-shirts, to Fed Square. And we should have hundreds there, I'm hoping, and I want to encourage clubs at that time to make a donation to polio, either in person, come on a train journey with us or part thereof, or meet us at the station and join us at Fed Square. And it'll be a significant enough event that when we arrive at 2:30 or 3 p.m. on the 24th of October, it's a Thursday this year, we will attract media attention that we probably haven't seen before with all of us. And that time frame of 2:30 to 3 means that we can get still make the news that night. So still give them enough lead up time to get us on there. So 24th of October on a Thursday, you'll see more information about this as well. But make donations, join us on a train ride and celebrate that day in particular. 24th of October is World Polio Day. So it's going to be a great event. So just let me say once again, thank you for everything you do in Rotary. And thank you for supporting activities in your own club and those that support activities at other clubs within the district and at a district level. And Melissa and I appreciate your friendship in having us here today. Thank you very much.